Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I'm so glad you're joining us for today's lesson. Your English will improve today. Now here's my question for you. Is it easy for you to say you're sorry? You know, sometimes it can be difficult to admit that you did something wrong, but it's important to know why and how you should say you're sorry. So the title of our lesson is very easy. It's one word, apologize. Now this lesson is great, no matter what language you speak. Here's a question for you to think about, okay? What can happen if you refuse to apologize when you need to? What can happen if you refuse to apologize when you need to? And here's another question. What strength does apologizing show about you? What strength does apologizing show about you? All right, friends, are you ready? Open up your magazine and let's begin.
Apologize. Why and how you should say you're sorry. When was the last time you felt guilty for something you did? Maybe you made a mistake that hurt someone. Or maybe you chose to do the wrong thing out of anger or selfishness. Either way, the simple words, I'm sorry, can help you and others feel better. It's not always easy to admit you did wrong. In the short term, it can be painful, but you can't learn from your mistakes without admitting them. Apologizing is a key part of personal growth.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看标题里面的 apologize。Apologize 就是道歉或认错。如果要说明为什么道歉，是用 for 这个介系词。例如 ，Catherine apologized to her mom for her bad attitude。Catherine 为自己的态度不佳和妈妈道歉。它的名词是 apology，A P O L O G Y。例如 ，Laura didn't accept her boyfriend's apology because she was still angry at him。Laura 没有接受男朋友的道歉，因为她还在对他生气。继续我们看的是 guilty 这个形容词。guilty 是指有罪的或者是有罪恶感的。例如 ,the suspect confessed to being guilty after the interrogation. 经过审讯之后证明嫌犯承认自己有罪。如果要说明犯了什么罪是用 of 这个介系词。例如 ,the defendant was found guilty of murder. 被告被判谋杀罪。如果是为了某件事情感到有罪恶感的话是用 about 这个介系词。例如 ,Martha feels guilty about leaving her kids with her mom when she goes to work. Martha 觉得她上班时把孩子交给自己的妈妈带有罪恶感。
So Gabe, you know, our lesson is all about apologizing. So do you have anything you need to apologize for?
Have I hurt you in some way, Rebecca, that I didn't know about?
Well, I was just wondering if you wanted to just practice apologizing.
Okay. Yeah, actually, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca, I am sorry.
Great. For what?
I apologize for everything I might do in the future.
Uh-huh.
Because our lesson is about apologizing, and sometimes apologizing can help you feel better if you say you're sorry. So I'm really sorry for anything I might do and say today and tomorrow and for the rest of my life. I hope you forgive me for all of it.
Gabe, I feel so much better now. I'm ready to talk about our lesson, Apologize. Wow.
Good.
It really works.
Yeah, it does, right?
It does.
Thank you so much. Okay, Rebecca has forgiven me for everything I will ever do in the future. Yes. Let's get started here. We read why and how you should say you're sorry. So, of course, you saw a picture a moment ago of someone holding a sign that says, I'm sorry. What do you think about that, Rebecca? If I did something wrong to you,
mm-hmm.
and I just came up with a sign that said, I'm sorry.
How would I feel?
Yeah, how would you feel?
I would say, Gabe,
That doesn't count. I don't think you're actually being very sincere, because I think that when you apologize, you actually have to say something. I don't want you just holding up a sign, "I'm sorry." No.
Yeah.
Of course not.
And often when you apologize, it's also good to say what you're sorry for, admit what you did wrong, as we're going to talk about in our lesson today. When was the last time you felt guilty for something you did? Well, this is a good question, and often before we say sorry for something, often it's because we do feel guilty or bad about something that we did.
So, continuing with our lesson, maybe you made a mistake that hurt someone, or maybe you chose to do the wrong thing out of anger or selfishness. These things could definitely make you feel guilty, and then you need to apologize. But before we continue, let's talk about this phrase that you see right here on the screen.
Okay, to do something out of some kind of emotion. Okay, so in our lesson, it's doing the wrong thing out of anger or selfishness. But you can use this phrase in different ways, even in positive ways. You can do something out of love for somebody, out of love or compassion. I wrote a card for this person out of love.
You know, Gabe, I'm glad that you brought up that example, because I actually think that no matter what you do, you really should do everything out of love. That is the way that we should live our lives, right? Don't do stuff out of anger. Don't do stuff out of selfishness or even just trying to get your own way. But do stuff out of love.
That's true. Sometimes we do things out of jealousy, though, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I might be jealous of somebody, and I will try to hurt that person because I'm jealous. So, friends, think about what you do and what you say. Why are you doing it? Are you doing it out of anger and selfishness or jealousy? Or are you doing it out of love and concern for someone else?
And our lesson says, either way, the simple words, "I'm sorry," can help you and others feel better. It is amazing when someone comes up to you who has hurt you and they just say, "You know, I'm really sorry for hurting you." It just makes you feel so much better. Just like when you apologize to me, Gabe, for all the things you're going to do to me in the future.
All right. Well, Rebecca, I'm sorry about that again. Does that make you feel better?
Yes, I feel so much better.
Excellent. We can move on with our lives and with our lesson. It's not always easy to admit that you did wrong. Now, like we read earlier, you maybe made a mistake. Maybe it was on accident, or maybe it was on purpose, right? But either way, it's not always easy to admit that you did something wrong.
As a matter of fact, our lesson says, in the short term, it can be painful. It can be very painful in the short term. Now, what does it mean, in the short term? This just means, well, for a short period of time in the future. So, when you admit that you did something wrong, it might hurt just for a little while, but it will get better.
That's right. And the opposite is in the long run. So, apologizing is better for relationships in the long run, even though it might be painful in the short term. Right? For another way to use this sentence, you know, the bandage will help in the short term, but I think you need better medicine to help in the long run.
Well, you know, going to college can be very difficult in the short term, but I know that you're going to be very grateful for that experience in the long run.
And of course, apologizing can be painful in the short term, but you can't learn from your mistakes without admitting them, and apologizing is a key part of personal growth. Something else that is a part of personal growth is the SP Challenge. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
SP Challenge. Okay. It's time for the SP Challenge. And today we have, what is your name?
My name is Christina.
Yes, Christina. She is a teacher here at Studio Classroom, actually for Let's Talk in English, right?
That's right. I teach Let's Talk in English with Peter.
Okay, so, Christina, do you know the question we have for you today?
I do not know anything you will ask me today, so I'm kind of excited. It's kind of like a big surprise.
A big surprise and a good challenge right here. Our lesson is about apologizing.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are the three hardest words to say in English? This is just a question to see if you know what the word. Do you know what the three hardest words to say are in English?
three hardest words?
The three hardest words.
What could they be? Can you give me a clue?
Well, it's okay if you say, I don't know.
Okay, I don't know.
Actually, that's true.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't know is the hardest three words to say?
Yeah, okay. So our lesson is about apologizing, but we found out actually it's easier to say, I am sorry, than I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't know that.
I know, it's kind of cool, right?
Yeah, it's really cool.
And it's great because you can admit that you didn't know that.
That's right, I didn't know that, but now I do.
Yes.
Thanks to you guys.
Yes.
Well, speaking of apologizing, do you have a hard time apologizing to people? I would say it depends on the person. When it comes to, let's say, my sister, I don't apologize as much as I should.
Oh, so you're saying that if you're more familiar with somebody, it's more difficult to apologize.
I think so. For some reason, I don't know. Maybe because we're best friends, we're very close, I feel like I don't need to apologize. But usually I do, but sometimes it's just hard.
So maybe it's because you're very close. Sometimes you feel like, oh, she knows how I feel. Maybe I don't need to say it.
Yeah, and she knows who I am and what I'm all about, and she knows me very well. So maybe sometimes I feel like I don't need to apologize.
Yeah, very nice. Well, is there anything you'd like to apologize for right now? I'm just kidding.
Serena, I borrowed your shirt yesterday. I'm sorry. I didn't ask you.
Oh.
Oh my goodness, how could you do that?
I know, but I apologize.
Yeah, and she's going to find out while watching this TV program.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us here today. And friends, we will see you next time for the SD Challenge. Hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom. When was the last time you said, I'm sorry? Maybe you hurt somebody, maybe you feel a little guilty for it, and you need to apologize. Sometimes we hurt other people by mistake. Sometimes we do things to them out of anger or selfishness or even jealousy. In either case, in any case, it's important to apologize. Well, friends, what happens if you refuse to apologize when you need to? That's what we're going to find out about next.
Apologize. Apologizing is also important for relationships. Refusing to apologize can break teams apart, end friendships, and create tension within families. But when you apologize, the other person knows that you understand their feelings. It helps to heal the hurt. You may fear that apologizing makes you look weak, but actually, it shows that you have the strength to put others before yourself. In fact, after apologizing, you may become closer to your friend than before.
OK, 接下来我们看 tension 这个名词。Tension 在这里是指对立局势或紧张关系。例如 ,there's a growing tension between these two parties. 这两个政党之间紧绷的情势越来越严重。或者是 the incident stirred up racial tensions in the area. 这个事件激起了这个地区种族间的对立。Tension 也可以指紧张或焦虑。这个时候就是不可数名词。例如 the girl was trembling with tension while making her speech. 这个女孩在演讲的时候紧张的一直发抖。最后我们看的是 strength 这个名词。Strength 在这里是指勇气或力量。例如 the love and care Patricia received from her parents gave her the strength to overcome her disease. Patricia 从父母那里得到的爱与关怀让她有勇气战胜疾病。Strength 也可以指体力。例如 he tried to open the gate with all his strength, but it didn't move at all. 他试着用所有的力气打开这扇闸门，但是这扇门还是一直都没有开。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So we already learned that apologizing is a key part of personal growth. And we read here, apologizing is also important for relationships. Refusing to apologize can break teams apart and friendships and create tension within families.
And actually, did you know that is the answer to the question I asked earlier?
Actually, I didn't know that, but thank you for telling me.
Well, there it is. Of course, how can refusing to apologize affect your relationships? Here it is. It can break teams apart and friendships and create tension within families. Now, creating tension, you know, nobody likes tension, but we're all human. And in most human relationships, there is a little bit of tension sometimes because people think different ways.
Exactly. So let's say, for example, well, let's say Gabe wants to do one thing his way, and I really want to do something my way, and then the two of us aren't willing to work it out. That can create tension, and it can create problems.
Yeah, it's true. And sometimes you just need to agree to disagree with somebody, or you can choose to try to work something out that you both agree on. Well, speaking of creating tension, I got a little story. Rebecca.
Hey, I love your stories. Go for it.
You know, I created tension one time when I was in university.
Oh, no.
I didn't mean to. I was doing the dishes. But that created tension.
How did that create tension?
Because I was washing all of the dishes, and one of my roommates said, "Hey, Gabe, you shouldn't wash Aaron's dishes. He should wash his own dishes. He needs to be responsible for those dishes." I said, "I don't mind washing the dishes." But because I washed the dishes, it created more tension between Mike and Aaron.
Imagine that. You are just trying to do a good deed. You're trying to do something to help out, and that created tension. Well, speaking of washing dishes and creating tension, you know, different people might wash dishes differently. Like my roommates, they prefer to use hot water, and they think that I should wash dishes the same exact way that they do. So that could also create tension.
You know, I hear of a lot of married couples who have a lot of tension within the first year of being married because even little things they do differently can create some tension. Well, think of some other things that create tension in your life. Use this phrase in English, of course. Talk about it.
But remember, apologizing can actually help to lessen that tension.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing to remember as well. But when you apologize, the other person knows that you understand their feelings. It helps to heal the hurt. You may fear that apologizing makes you look weak, but actually it shows that you have the strength to put others before yourself. Very important.
And actually, that's the answer to my other question.
No way.
Yes, what strength does apologizing show that you have? And this is a strength that a lot of people don't think about, because usually we think, oh man, if I apologize, that means I'm admitting something wrong that I did again, and that makes me look weak. But actually, our lesson says it shows that you have the strength to put others before yourself and to think of other people's interests.
And you know, this phrase, to put others before yourself, actually reminds me of mothers.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. My mom, she's probably one of my heroes. Her heroines, I should say. She really knows how to put her children and her husband before herself. Even when it comes to making breakfast and making me coffee and tea, everything. She puts others before herself, as does many other mothers.
Well, right. I think parents in general, parents learn how to put their kids before themselves in many situations. Well, friends, it's important for us to try to put others before ourselves. And we know that apologizing can help to do that.
That's right. Well, right now, it's time for us to go to the info cloud. They have something that they want to share about pronouns.
Oh, pronouns.
One characteristic of English is the gender-specific pronouns, he and she. But these pronouns put writers in a difficult position. When referring to a non-specific gender, which word should be used?
Right. For years, the masculine pronouns, he,
his, and him were used when referring to a non-specific gender. But in this day and age of gender equality, that is no longer an acceptable practice.
So in place of he, many writers nowadays adopt the somewhat awkward phrase he or she to cover both genders. In this way, no one will fault the writer for being sexist. But you have to admit, it's a pretty clunky phrase.
Yes, clunky and awkward. We suggest you save the he or she phrase for formal writings, such as research papers or legal documents.
In informal writings and everyday speech, feel free to use the grammatically questionable they as the generic personal pronoun. Because it's plural, some English teachers will frown on this, but this is the current trend, whether we like it or not.
Mm-hmm. Another way to get around this situation is by rewriting the sentence. Usually, this involves simply making the original noun plural. So instead of the sentence, "When a student succeeds, he or she should thank his or her teacher," change it to, "When students succeed, they should thank their teacher."
我们知道英文有分男性的他, he, 跟女性的他, she. 这个状况导致一个问题, 当我们要表示一个性别不明确的单数第三人称时, 该用哪个字呢? 以往一律都是用he, 后来人们有了政治正确的意识, 觉得用he是 sexist 性别歧视, 于是就产生了 he or she 的这个用法。 这个片语虽然很符合两性平权的条件, 但 he or she 不管是在视觉或听觉上, 都显得很累赘。 所以呢, 索性用 they 好了。 这个不合文法的用法, 会让很多英文老师摇头。 然而 they 的单数用法, 现在已经是大势所趋。 很多的作者也都 从善如流了。其实还有一个方法可以避免这个问题，那就是把前半句的单数改成复数形，这样子呢就没有不符合文法或性别歧视的问题了。这就是今天的Info Cloud，我们下次云端见。Well,
friends, I'm sorry. I apologize. Our lesson is over today. I hope you can forgive us.
But don't worry, we have more for you next time on Apologizing, so come back right here on
Studio Classroom.